Now we have an update on the Tulsi Brothers story. Joining us on the line, Tahira Jace, spokesperson Cage Africa. Sister Tahira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you availing yourself to chat to us. Now we understand Cage Africa says the person connected to ISIL who was allegedly communicating with one of the Tulsi Brothers was a US agent. Tell us more about this development.
Yes, well, Cage Africa has seen the police affidavit, which was submitted last week. And certain things struck us from the affidavit. And the most interesting was that the person connected to ISIL, who was allegedly in communication with one of the Tulsi Brothers, is a U.S. agent, so was acting undercover. And obviously our concern is who initiated the contact between the agent and one of the brothers, if it was one of the brothers, and what was the nature of this communication? How far did the agent go in terms of encouraging or even kind of facilitating something? So that is our concern at this stage.
Could this agent be responsible for the radicalization of people, setting them up and then capturing them?
Well, certainly in the United States, most terrorism cases, in fact 96% of them, involve an undercover agent or somebody acting as a facilitator. And in some cases in the United States, this agent has even provided the plan as well as the weapons in order to facilitate some kind of an attack. And then what happens is the police then swoop in at the last minute and arrest the individual in question who's been targeted by the sting operation. So certainly by observing what has happened in the United States in these cases, we're very skeptical that this may have happened in this case. We're not saying that it has, but we're certainly saying that this has to be interrogated.
Yes, now, you know, you made reference to what has transpired in the United States of America. Is the use of undercover agents in so-called sting operations key to keeping the war on terror alive?
Well, it's certainly, as I mentioned before, is certainly used extensively in the United States in order to obviously, in some cases, even FBI agents themselves, ex-undercover agents, have said that the FBI is actually creating terrorist plots in the United States. And certainly, you know, that does keep the war on terror alive. We're not saying that that happens in all the cases, but it's certainly something that needs to be taken into account. And, in terms of violence and the discovery of people who may be planning or advocating or supporting violence, certainly the security agencies have had their fair share. So I think that definitely this kind of relationship between an individual, often Muslim, and an undercover agent needs to be scrutinized as one of the machinations of the war on terror, if you like.
When do the Tulsi brothers again appear in court? We understand that they did appear today.
Yes, they did appear today. I don't think anything very significant happened today. What is going to happen is that the Tulsi twins defense team will reply to the affidavit, and then the matter will go on from there. At the moment, the Tulsi defense team is challenging the legality of their arrest. So we haven't proceeded on to any kind of bail application phase at this point. At the moment, the court is just looking at whether or not they were arrested legally and whether there was enough evidence to arrest them.
Why is the media coverage of the Tulsi twins in mainstream media almost zero now compared to when the story broke initially?
Well, there hasn't been any sort of major revelations in terms of the evidence that the state is holding against the twins. I'm suspecting that as soon as this becomes available, there will be another rush of coverage, and certainly you know, certain aspects of the case will be highlighted over others. So what CAGE is doing is we're basically just keeping the narrative alive in terms of our remit, which is to advocate for due process and a fair trial in this case, which is absolutely essential.
Where are the twins being kept now?
They're at Johannesburg Prison. So they've been in prison now for 5 months. And at the moment, they are in prison still.
Sister Tahira, we appreciate the update. Jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Walaikum salam.
That was Tahira Jace, a spokesperson for CAGE Africa, giving us an update on the Tulsi twins case. And the important development that we've been highlighting this afternoon is that there has been revelation in terms of the fact that the person who was in contact with him as an ISIL agent, so to say, was in fact a US agent. And this is what has been transpiring in the United States of America, where someone gets in touch with them, where the individual radicalizes them, you know, spurs them on, directs them in a particular direction, and then has them caught. So is that really, then, you know, is that really a situation of rooting out terror? It's been creating their own problems and then putting these people in jail, nothing being served by that except oppression against the Muslim community.